Hello and welcome back to the Chelsea Echo. Welcome to a voice note review of Liverpool 2, Chelsea 1. A difficult result for Chelsea to swallow after being undefeated in an extended period with Enzo Maresca at the helm. But it was a game where Chelsea did show that they were capable of competing. Having said that, there were two instances where penalties were given and not given in favour of Chelsea and against Chelsea. Levi Colwill, of course, having a penalty given against him, which Salah quickly dispatched. But earlier in that game, we did see a penalty which should have been given in favour of Chelsea by Jadon Sancho being tackled by Trent Alexander-Arnold. No doubt we'll be discussing that more and more in our preview of the next fixture. But having said all of that, Nicholas Jackson equalised early doors in the second half, channeling his inner Demba Ba, but that was quickly nullified by Curtis Jones, who put Liverpool 2-1 up and saw Liverpool cruise into the sunset with 3 points at Anfield. Another trip to Anfield, another defeat, and not a happy day for Chelsea. But I'll hand you over to the boys, who'll give you their thoughts on the game.
So really frustrating. I think it was a game of fine margins, but I wanted to sort of focus on some of the positives. I think the main one coming out of it for me was the new midfield that we saw for about an hour, which was Lavia and Caicedo. I thought both were brilliant at times, especially Moises Caicedo, who looked like he had a tough knock at the start. I thought this was a really, really almost complete performance from Caicedo. He sets up the equaliser for Nicholas Jackson. I thought he covered the ground so well. He showed why he's been one of our strongest players so far. And I thought Lavia, probably just being cautious, Maresca with his minutes. I thought both of them added a sign of a future midfield that can kind of be a lot more balanced to Chelsea than we have seen in recent weeks. But fine margins, obviously, and it's just a shame. I think we fell asleep a little bit after that first, the equaliser from Jackson. But listen, I think we knew Liverpool were better than us. It was a close game, by no means an embarrassment, and we move on.
Well, it's of course a frustrating result, but let's talk about the stats, and let's talk about Moises Caicedo. I think he was Chelsea's best player today. I think he's probably been our best player all season, actually. Obviously Palmer, but in terms of gradually throughout the games and consistency, Moises Caicedo has been excellent. Today, once again, he had 61 touches on the ball, 84% pass completion from 50 passes, so 42 completed. Two big chances created. Obviously, creates the goal, gets the assist as well. He was fouled 3 times in total too. So just the stats generally all point positively. He did lose the ball, or you know, lost possession 13 times. But I think in the position he's in, that can happen sometimes. Look, I think he's starting to turn into exactly what we thought we got when we bought him. And now it's all about who exactly is the right person to play next to him. Is it Lavia? Is it Enzo? These are questions we need to figure out. But Caicedo, once again, excellent. And that is a positive from what is otherwise not a great performance.